Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is fun to be back here. I tell you, I guess we were all, well, you weren't on vacation, were you, Marcia?
No.
No, you're actually, you're
busy.
Busy. I don't know. I was actually, we were in Laughlin in, Vegas first for my son's race, then Laughlin and
I painted my bathroom.
Oh, see.
Oh, what
you
color?
Know,
well, it... A couple different colors.
So. Oh, good.
She's Miss Creative, so there you go.
I sponge painted one wall, and then anyway.
Yeah. Cool. Anyways, I want to welcome you to my show, Kim Pagano Show, and adding value every day in every way. And I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. I want to remind you that I am going to be picking up Saturdays at 2 o'clock, and so just keep tuned in with us until that happens. I'm not sure of the scheduling, but I'm really excited to be sharing your weekends with you too. So
it's
today,
be fun.
Yeah, I know that it is National Bring Your Pets to Work Today. I brought my friends, so for the rest of the time,
to bark or meow?
Yeah. No, not at all. But anyways, I do want to introduce Marcia and Jeannie. Welcome, ladies.
Let me get
at least
my leash.
We won't mess up your floor.
I want to get my leash off. Do that?
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. Anyways, what an amazing weekend. Great weather. What did you do for Memorial Weekend?
I painted a bathroom.
Yeah. Did you have barbecues
and
all the traditional?
My sons are graduating from high school on Saturday, and yours is, I know, graduating today.
Yes. Congratulations to my son, Louie.
Congratulations, Alec and John.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Very exciting time. But anyway, so they had their first, like, away weekend with their friends last weekend. They all went camping. And,
it's
like, okay, is this like...
Isn't it kind of weird?
Future?
I know.
It's very fun. But anyway, so Mackenzie and Steve and I were all at the house by ourselves. And Mackenzie's like, so this is how it's going to be.
It's a weird...
It's a whole different dynamic.
Well, I was really excited. We had all of our kids in Laughlin. And that means 3 rooms at the hotel, right?
Yeah.
But it was interesting how just the dynamics all changed. Yeah. You know, everybody had their girlfriends or their, fiancés. And
yes.
Yeah, it is a weird change.
It is. It's fun, though.
It is fun. Yeah. It's good.
Speaking of change, try going to Cuba.
Tell us about Cuba.
Now, there's a change.
Yeah. How long were you there for?
8 days.
Wow. So you really got to see the ins and outs.
Yeah, we did. We went all over the country because that's required when you go with the chamber. You have to have what they call face-to-face time. So you really...
Which is the only way you can go around Cuba right now, right?
No, actually, if you went on your own, I think you could sneak around, and do what you want. But you really... I feel a lot safer going with the city.
Okay.
And I liked the face-to-face because we got to see a school, senior centers, the ups and downs.
Yeah,
the good,
real
the
people.
Bad. Yeah, you got to actually, as I call it, touch the land.
Yeah.
So it was interesting.
So
but
what was your thoughts on it?
I was glad to come home and get some ribs.
Would you want to go back there again?
Not until United States is able to come back in there and kind of help out with things. I wouldn't. My husband does, but he still wants to go to Trinidad, and we just...
Huh.
You know, I just watched a movie last night on HBO. Hemingway and, I forget, Giltifar, whatever her name was, the woman he had an affair with.
He lived there in Cuba,
then ended up marrying. Yeah. And it was a lot around Cuba, and it was, you forget about how indulgent
beautiful.
It was.
It's beautiful there, and they had casinos, but we went to Hemingway's house, and it was beautiful. You saw where he wrote. I mean, that's one of his houses. He had many. But the best thing about
Cuba
is...
Well, that's where he killed himself.
Yeah, the best thing I like about Cuba was the mangoes, and I'm a mango freak, and they grow wild. I mean, they're in everybody's house has a mango tree, and you would never expect it, but they grow on a long, like a rope is what it looks like.
And it's like we take citrus for granted. I heard somebody that lives in New York say, does everybody in California have a citrus tree?
Yes.
And most people do.
Yeah. Well, if you live in Cuba, you just do. You have a banana tree, which is natural, and you have a mango tree, and that's for sure.
Wow.
Right. Hey, you know what? We saw that movie. Oh, God, something of Magnolia. Hotel Magnolia. It's fabulous.
Oh,
if you have a chance
really?
To see it, it's not... I don't know if it is now, but it wasn't in the normal theater. It's in those little,
Oh, yeah,
the
like
one
the
in,
foreign
in Thousand
movies
Oaks.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't
yeah.
remember the name?
Yeah, it's...
Hotel
it's
Magnolia
Hotel. Isn't
yeah,
it the opposite?
Yeah.
Is it a guy movie or a girl
no,
movie?
Actually, it's about retiring people in London, all for different reasons, move to India... they get into this Hotel Magnolia, which is supposed to be a retirement community. It turns out to be this rundown old hotel, but it is really fabulous. But the funniest part was my daughter, who's 16, went with us.
So it's she appropriate was, for kids?
Yeah, anybody can go.
Okay.
But she was the youngest by about 30 years. I mean, I think I was young in that group compared to them.
So it's an older group.
No, it just was,
yeah
because it's
well,
about
it's
retiring people,
yeah.
but...
I heard Dame it was Julia, fabulous.
Judy Dench is in it. A bunch of actors. I don't know their names, English actors that you've seen, but you may not know who they are. And it was wonderful. One of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
I told my son, because he likes to write, I said, we need to write a screenplay because the next generation, we're all going to be there, like us baby boomers. And I said, just yesterday, visiting my mother-in-law in the home, you could write a screenplay just sitting there at dinner. I mean, everybody's got their own
personality. The great thing about that is
you know?
There's a lot of really good actors coming of that age that could play the part.
Hello,
so that's not
that would be me.
No, actors.
That would be me.
Actresses.
I'm talking about people that you notice on the screen. You could probably get it made. But
well,
you could do it.
I could be a guest. I could be a second or a third or a fifth.
Walk through. Like what's the director that always walked through? Hitchcock.
There you go. I love it. Well, if anybody's just joining us right now, obviously you could tell I've got my girlfriends in here.
Get a word in edgewise.
It's all good. I'm telling you. So I want to let you know of all the ways. One, you can tune in to my website at kimpaganoshow.com, and you can also call me. I've actually, I guess by accident there was a scheduled, something happened on Friday, and my show wasn't on, and I got several calls and emails saying, I didn't know you were off the air yet. So thank you for that. I am going to be on. I'm not sure the scheduling again, like I said, but I will be on at 1520 KVTA on Saturdays at 2:00, and I hope my girlfriends are going to join me there because we are going to have fun. Oh, Marcia's going, no, okay.
She'll be there.
I know, yeah.
Saturday is family time.
That's what I've always said, but you know what? Now
it's only
that
an hour,
I've,
Marcia.
Yeah,
we'll grab her.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
The kids are going away to college, so who knows?
See, yeah, our lives are changing.
She'll be here.
There you go. Anyways, I do want to let you know that also you can give us a call here at 805-639-0008. We got Barry on our board, and we are just having fun here. Our first guest is actually, we've got Mark Messina, and do we have Linda too? Yep, and Linda Funk. Okay, and we're going to talk about how to simplify and soyize your dinner plans for National Soy Food Month. We're also going to be talking to Kristen Pallas from Casa Pacifica this Sunday, June 3rd, is Casa Pacifica, and you will not want to miss that. I've been there for 3 years, and it is so much fun. I think we're going to be giving away tickets, so definitely get your phone number down, 805-639-0008. And also, we are going to talk with Nancy and Megan on Geek Girls Guide. I think they're going to help us through the computer.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm really, there's some things that just take so much time, and I know there's got to be an easier way. So, anyways, let's welcome our first guests. Mark and Linda, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome. How are you? So tell us a little bit about yourselves and how it is. April is National Soy Food Month.
Ladies first.
Always, right?
I'm Linda Funk, and I'm the executive director of the Soy Foods Council. And I started the organization about 12 years ago. And its real mission is to increase the awareness of soy foods. And I've been in the food industry my entire life. And my mantra is food is fun, and soy foods are definitely fun. And there's so many interesting new soy foods and great ways to start incorporating them into diets, and I'm sure we'll talk about that.
I know that people used to think that soy food just meant tofu, and we're kind of scared to deal with it. But now soy is in a lot of things, and, you know, milk even, or soy milk, a lot of people use. So tell us some of the exciting things we can use soy every day.
But I have a question. My question is I love soybeans, right? But, Jeannie, before the show, you were saying that sometimes you can have women, is it men too? Or women, but can have too much soy. Is that, what's your thoughts on that?
You know what? I'm going to have Mark answer that because that's his expertise.
I'm not an expert, Mark, just so you know. It's just something okay. I read said that you
sure.
should watch it.
Well, first, I'm Mark Messina. I've been studying the health effects of soy for more than two decades now. It's pretty much all I do.
Good.
And I guess you could have too much of any food, but there really doesn't seem to be any kind of adverse effects in response to consuming really excessive amounts of soy foods. If you're consuming 2 to 3 servings a day, you're likely to derive some significant health benefits. If you're a postmenopausal woman, there's really strong evidence indicating that it will reduce hot flashes if you're having them. It's very protective against heart disease. It's a great source of protein, low in saturated fat. So there's ample reasons to incorporate soy into the diet.
I got to tell you, though, that I had breast cancer, and it was an estrogen-based cancer. And I do limit my soy, because it does change your hormonal balance.
Well, so. I'd have to disagree with you on the hormonal balance issue, but more importantly, over the past, 3 years now, there have been 7 studies published that have actually looked at the impact of consuming soy foods after a diagnosis of breast cancer on the prognosis of women. And without almost entirely consistently, the evidence indicates that soy consumption improves prognosis both in regard to mortality and recurrence. And these studies were conducted in the United States and in China. And in fact,
I'd love to know who conducted that, because I'd like to look it up.
I can send you all 7 of them, actually.
That would be great.
If you just want to email me, the position of the American Cancer Society, which was just issued about a month ago, is that there is essentially no evidence that soy foods are harmful for breast cancer patients, and there's evidence that soy foods could actually enhance the efficacy of the breast cancer drug tamoxifen. So the data are actually quite encouraging, and surprisingly, at least it was a surprise to many people in the field, the studies indicate that the beneficial effects of soy foods are more pronounced for estrogen receptor positive or estrogen women with estrogen sensitive tumors than they are with women with tumors that are not responsive to estrogen. So
that's good to know, because I do eat soy,
but I don't overeat.
That's
anything.
What I think moderation is key.
Yeah, that's what you said, because just like we are almost like corn-fed babies. I mean, corn is in everything, and I think that is overdone, overdone.
Right.
And so I think I wouldn't want to go that way with soy either. I think maybe you need a balance.
Well, and I think soy is like any other food. The less processed you eat it, the better. So, you know, the soybeans are fabulous.
The soybeans
don't
bother me.
Aren't overprocessed.
Right.
But so again, eating too many soybeans, you don't think that's a problem?
No,
well,
it's fresh.
Think it's a problem only from the sense that you don't want to, as you were saying, moderation is an important dietetic principle.
Right.
And so you don't want to place too much emphasis on any particular food, no matter how healthy it may be. So in Asia, countries like Japan and in cities like Shanghai, older adults consuming a traditional diet are consuming about 1.5 to 2 servings per day, and the human intervention studies suggest 2 to 3 servings per day will result in a number of health benefits. And so I think for Americans and for people that are not used to consuming soy, even striving for 2 per day is a challenge, but I think it's one attempting. And besides these benefits related to chronic disease, it is a nutritious food. I think there's more and more emphasis on making sure that the protein content of the diet is sufficient. There's newer research suggesting that actually the recommendations for protein are too low. So it's a great source of plant protein as well.
You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm here with Marcia and Jeannie, and we've got Barry on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008 if you have a question. We're talking to Mark Messina and Linda Funk, and Mark, you are a co-owner of Nutrition Matters, correct? And Linda, you're the executive director of Soy Foods. And so what is your correlation together in regards to this, since it is April and it is National Soy Food Month?
Well, for the Soy Foods Council, we do lots of press releases and talking to the media, et cetera. And Mark works with me on a consultant basis, really from the nutrition research, soy research point of view. He is an expert, and I feel that when you're dealing with these kinds of studies and points of view, that you really want to have an expert talking about these kinds of things, so that indeed we're making sure that we're getting the absolute correct information out to consumers. We know that there's lots of myths out there, and we're trying to bust those myths and really make sure that consumers are well informed and have the correct information about soy protein and soy food.
I love it.
So now that we know it's healthy for us, how do we use it? What are some great tips you can give us?
You know, edamame is kind of the darling of the soy foods industry these days, and you know, it's such an easy food, if you will, to consume. You can buy it in shells. In the pod, excuse me, or shelled.
You know what? This is one of the vegetables that my kids love, because when they were little, we'd put them on the table and everybody'd attack them. And, you know, it gives the kids something to
do. The edamames?
Yeah. I mean, shell them yourself. And little kids love to do that. So it's a great way to get vegetables and protein and you know, whole food in your kid.
It's one of those foods that you can actually say that kids can play with, you know, play with your food. Have that edamame in the pod and have fun with it. And it's so great to have around as a quick snack.
Great in lunch boxes.
Good before sushi.
I know. And you know what? Now they've even come up with like garlic edamame. That's my favorite.
Of course.
So, of course. But no, it is. I think it's a great. And they're not fattening, right?
No. It's packed with protein. So again, you're getting a fair amount of protein in one serving, which is about two-thirds of a cup. So it's really great food to consume and enjoy. And certainly from an adult point of view, you can certainly eat it in from the pods. But if you buy it shelled, you can put it in soups and salads and other vegetables. I say to people, start putting it in with some other vegetables and have people start to enjoy it. One of the things that I know with soy food, people get a little nervous if they're not familiar, thinking that it's going to taste bad or for some reason they're not going to like it. So I always say start with pairing soy with something that's familiar, so that it becomes easier for people to go, wow, this is fabulous. I never knew it tasted so good.
So do you have some recipes for us?
You know, and my website, the Soy Foods Council website, is chock full of recipes. But I can tell you a really easy one, and I know you just started talking about corn, but it is a great one for the summertime, and especially using fresh corn on the cob, taking the corn off, putting it with some edamame, then putting in some chopped up red pepper.
Sounds good.
A little onion. You can take your favorite balsamic vinaigrette, put a little bit of cumin in it. Cumin adds a nice depth of flavor. And, sprinkle it over and stir it up, and you've got a salad. And it's great cold or it's great warm. So it really is one of those really nice, refreshing salads for the summer.
And it lasts on a picnic.
I wanted to say something. When we were talking about the corn, what I was talking about is the processed corn. The processed corn. I have nothing against fresh anything. Like, I would have the fresh soybeans compared to, like, something that I see already into, you know, like you'll see even soy and corn together. I'm just saying I would never overdo that. But what about a soy base, like with hummus? Would that be good? Ground up with a little garlic?
edamame hummus is to die for.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
I've made that.
Sounds great.
You know what? And I'm not here to promote any store, but I can tell you that Trader Joe's has a phenomenal
I have tasted
hummus.
That. Now, what about soy milk? Is that something that we should give up whole milk? I've heard a lot that we are only the only species that actually drinks somebody else's milk, you know, and that it's made to fatten up our calves, and that's what we're doing. But yet, what's the difference between soy milk and regular milk?
You know, the thing is, with soy milk, it's great in the fact that it doesn't have any cholesterol in it. Certainly, you can get some of it has the varying amounts of fat in it. It's lactose. It's great for lactose intolerant folks. So it's a great beverage to start to incorporate into everyday meals. And certainly there's a chocolate soy milk that is really delicious. It's a treat. It's really, it's lovely. And it's great for when people are starting to say that they want to start to incorporate soy milk. I always tell them to start with the vanilla flavored, because if you start with plain, sometimes it's a little too beany for some people. But as you progress, eventually you're like, yeah, you know what? I think I'll just enjoy the plain versus the vanilla.
So it's like going from homogenized milk to non-fat milk.
It takes some time. Yeah,
rice milk. That's another one.
I think it's also
important to point out that the soy milk in its natural form doesn't contain much calcium, but nearly all of the soy milks on the market are fortified to a level similar to cow's milk, and the calcium that is in soy milk is absorbed as well as the calcium is from cow's milk. So it's a great source of calcium.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of my show, and I appreciate that. It really kind of got our minds a little bit clearer on, because I do love it. I mean, that's one of my favorite things. The other thing, you can also buy them already deshelled and put them in salads, which is a great. So there's
So what is your website so that we can get information?
Sure. It's thesoyfoodcouncil.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Mark Messina and Linda Funk.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You.
I'll talk to you soon. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Kristen Palace from Casa Pacifica. That is this Sunday, June 3rd. You are not going to want to miss it. And it is all over the place. And it's for a great cause. We're going to hear all about that. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, my mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Vacations have been changed because of it. Wedding dates postponed for it. Come find out why. Get your tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival Sunday, June 3rd, hosted by the Zarley and Van Cusen families on the beautiful grounds of CSU Channel Islands in Camarillo. The Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival is a foodie's nirvana with over 85 restaurants, dozens of caterers, bakeries, and specialty food vendors, plus over 150 wineries, 35 craft brews, a silent auction, all set to live music throughout the day. Get VIP tickets for the ultimate festival experience. experience in the VIP lounge presented by Wells Fargo, with exclusive foods, music, and the Anheuser-Busch Belgian Beer Garden. Come to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival, Sunday, June 3rd, benefiting Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families, providing hope and help. For tickets, go to cpwineandfoodfestival.com. That's cpwineandfoodfestival.com. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I got my friends over here. They're all rocking out in here.
I'm doing the shimmy, shimmy.
There you go. I love it. I love it. And if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. We have Kristen Palace on the line. Kristen, are you there?
Yeah. Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you guys doing?
Great. We're going to talk about Casa Pacifica, and that is this Sunday. So excited. Tell us everything that's happening.
It is crazy over here, but we're
I'm
so
sure
excited.
You've been working your tail off, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So tell us, who are, well, tell us, first of all, you guys are almost sold out, right?
Yeah, we'll probably be sold out today or tomorrow.
Oh, unbelievable.
Get on that website and get your tickets if you're going to go.
What is the website? Let's start off right there.
It's CP, as in Casa Pacifica, cpwineandfoodfestival.com.
Okay, perfect. And it's on my website. Anybody that logs on to kimpaganoshow.com, it's on there. It's on Facebook. Just click on it. You'll get right to their website and get your tickets. So what are we going to – there's going to be, like, how many wineries, how many food – just it's in great stuff. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, we got – we'll have restaurants, caterers, bakeries, specialty shops, wineries, and breweries. We have hundreds of vendors at the festival. And then once you arrive, it's all-inclusive. So you just come and enjoy the day. And then we have entertainment. We have the Spasmatics coming back this year.
Yeah, they were great last year.
They're so fun.
They are crazy.
And all the profits go to Casa Pacifica. Can you just briefly tell us what that is?
Yeah. Casa Pacifica is out in Camarillo. We're a center for children and families. And we house foster children here, and we treat abused, neglected, and at-risk children in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. So we're the largest nonprofit provider of children's mental health services in both counties, along with our campus-based programs.
And, you know, it's so local that, my kids, I've got four kids, Kristen, and all of them grew out of these clothes that, you know, were perfect. And so I took about 20 bags down there.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You
know, we have, too, over the years.
Yeah,
we've done several things for
they
them.
They have their Cloud, what is it, what's their store?
Oh, Cloud 9.
Cloud 9, yes. And I'm telling you, they need everything. And then towards the holidays, they need gift cards, which is an amazing thing. So, you know, I have my women's group. We're always talking about things to do. And I always think of them.
And a suggestion I did with my kids one year, every year my kids, I have twins and then I have a daughter, they would pick something to donate to for their birthday. And one year my kids decided to ask their friends not to bring presents, just to bring something for Casa Pacifica. And we donated them all to Casa Pacifica. And
great
it was
idea.
Such an incredible, empowering thing for my children. And so.
Right. And so Sunday is, how long has this been going on now?
This is the 19th year.
19 years of amazing fun. And, you know, I love how everybody's gotten together now. You can have fun and at the same time it's for a great cause.
Exactly.
I mean, I love it. Where is it exactly, so all my listeners can know?
It's in Camarillo at Cal State University, Channel Islands.
Which is a great school. I mean, it's beautiful
location.
Yeah, if you've
never been out at that campus, it's just beautiful.
It is. It is. What time does it start?
It starts at 1 o'clock for general admission, and then VIP ticket holders get an extra hour. So they come in at noon, and the event goes until 4.
Okay, perfect. Wow. And how much are the tickets? And do we have a set to give away?
I do.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get my phone lighting up right now. 805-639-0008. We're going to take caller number 4. How about that? All right, caller number 4 for a set of Casa Pacific tickets. And my lines are lighting up. All right, Kristen, so what is your favorite thing to do out there that you can think of? I mean, there's so much to do, but it's just a great day.
Yeah, it's just a great day to have fun, and you get to experience, taste a lot of restaurants. And it's just one place where everyone can kind of come together and you can taste a lot of different things. And, you know, yeah, it's going to a great cause. So, I mean, what's better than that, right?
It's a win-win. And I know you've put so much work into this. I'm telling you, we thank you for all of your help and all of what you do. Mm-hmm. And now, is Archie going to be out there?
Yes, Archie will be there.
Okay, I love Archie. He's for anybody who's just tuning in right now, Archie is their dog out there, their mascot, but he's this big old fluffy that can make any kid feel perfect, right?
And, you know, sometimes people don't have the time to do this on Sunday. How could they donate to Casa Pacifica if they'd like to?
There's a lot of ways to donate. We have a website. It's CasaPacifica.org. And if you go to the website, there's a listing of all different types of ways to get involved, whether it be volunteering or donating. And, yeah, there's just a lot of different ways to get involved. We have the Cloud9 store. We take donations. We do. We collect prom dresses for the kids' prom. We collect new items for the kids' store. And, yeah, there's lots of different things, but we appreciate everyone's support, and the community really backs this organization and this event. And so it's great to just see all of, you know, all of the local vendors and businesses come together and support.
It really is. And everybody that you know is out there. I mean, it is. It's one big support. You can tell mm-hmm. that it's...
I think people enjoy giving. It just,
oh, my gosh.
It gives you such a good feeling.
Exactly. Well, mm-hmm. our lines have been lighting up, and I do know we have one winner on, and I wish everybody could be a winner. But if you did not win on my show today, go and win by buying your tickets, because that is a way of giving back.
That's
it really
right.
is. It's all about, you know, adding value every day in every way. And mm-hmm. and tell them that you heard it on the Kim Pagano Show. Who do we have on the line right
Leo.
Now? Leo, are you there?
I am.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. And have you been to Casa Pacifica before?
I have not.
Wow. Are you a first-time listener?
Bam, I am.
Oh, you are.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful. I'm so glad that you are there. Okay, so Kristen?
Leo, you're the winner of 2 general admission tickets to this year's Wine and Food Festival. So congratulations.
Right. All right. We will put your name on Kim Pagano VIP list out there, and you will be able to go in and get your tickets. So thank you so much. Stay on the line. And where are you calling from?
From my truck.
Well, where are you located?
I live out near Carpinterina.
Oh, my gosh. All the way out there. Wow. Awesome. Okay. Well, you and someone else special can go and just have a great day, and it's for a great cause. All right. Thank you so much, and stay tuned with us.
I will.
All right. Stay on. Kristen, thank you so much. And you know what? Our lines are lighting up, so I appreciate all the help that you've done. And, you know, we're going to be talking about it all week until Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kim.
All right. You got it. We'll talk Bye-bye. Soon. Thanks, Kristen.
All right.
You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Our phones are lighting up. Let me tell you, you are not going to want to miss this day. It's June 3rd, Casa Pacifica. Great cause. So definitely get your tickets. If you have not won them here, get on the website and get your tickets. I'm telling you, it's all about being a part of our community here and helping out. All right. So, ladies, we got graduations coming up. Our chapters have changed in our life, I tell you.
I know, all of us.
And it's weird how life kind of takes a different...
It's another chapter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, kind of like my show here is KKZZ is going to be going into a country western station. So with that, I've kind of had some growing pains. I want to say growing pains because every time something changes, it feels different, right?
Well,
but it's been an amazing ride here, and mm-hmm. I've met amazing people. What I want to do is take all those people with me continue.
We're not going away.
No, we're not. I mean, it's only going to get better and I get the most amazing guests on, and it's all about, health and business and relationships and beauty. That's what we talk about. If anybody's just joining in right now, and if you want to, do we have somebody on the line? Oh, if you want to give us a call, I'd love to hear from you and just tell us what you like about my show. 805-639-0008. And, you know, it's been really fun. I want to say Marcia brought coffee in this morning.
I can't believe that was so nice.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, it really
is. Small touches.
Yeah, it is. It's all about that. But I really want to say thank you to both my friends and my family and for being here, because it's been an amazing time. We've all been able to share and, you know.
Yeah, we've all learned a lot, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I tell you, it's about... It really is about learning, you know, and don't ever stop learning and listening to different people, you know, and that's what it's about.
You know what's been very exciting is to listen to people talk about their passion in life.
Yes.
And
it can
amazing?
Be totally different from my passion, but in some people maybe I didn't agree with or understand, but boy, isn't it fun to see different people and what they're interested in.
And the thousands of people that have written books. I mean, I was just so amazed how many people, they're not only talented, but I mean, they have things they need to write about. It is just, oh my gosh, I can't read them all, but I'm trying.
Exactly. And you know what? The responses that I've had from my listeners here have been amazing. Just, you know, things that they've said that I've helped them through in a journey. You know, there was a break-in out in near our area, and one of the ladies I wrote on, I saw it on Facebook, and I wanted to tell her that she was so amazingly brave, you know, to go through this. It was in the newspaper, and you know, she wrote me back because she had not listened to my show, and then she kind of tuned in and she said, oh my god, I found my calling. My calling is to help other women. She's been taking fire you know, like learning how to shoot a gun.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what saved her.
She needs a good alarm system.
Yeah. Well, I think she had it, but she had her door open. Yeah. She was caught off guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just think that, you know, it's just...
That's sad.
It's, yeah. So we're going to have Sharon on, and, you know, but it's all about sharing. And I think that's what women, as well as men, we need to have someone to share with, a support team. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we always talk about here. I want to tell everybody that I am going to be speaking June 7th, and it is by invitation only, and it is over in Agora. So definitely, if you are interested in going to hear that, it's Women in Wealth, and it's going to be... 6:30, I believe. 6:30. Anyways, if you are interested in getting an invitation
to
that.
Confused me. If invitation only, but you're telling people to come. Well, how is that? How are they going to get an invitation is what I'm asking.
They need to email me at Kim at KimPaganoShow.com.
She was getting to that.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I'm going to put her back on her leash. Okay?
There you go. Yeah, please.
No, well, it was not clear. Yeah. I just wanted to clarify.
Well, I'm glad. That's Marcia, right? But anyways, I would love to invite anybody that is interested in, you know, growing their wealth and women and wealth. This one is for women only. So if you are interested, we all need that. We all need that so that we know our next direction.
Definitely
either give me a call at 805-419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. All right. We're going to take, did you say something? No. Okay. We're going to take a really quick break and stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Everybody's learning how, come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Early in the morning.
Wedding dates postponed for it. Come find out why. Get your tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival Sunday, June 3rd, hosted by the Zarley and Van Cusen families on the beautiful grounds of CSU Channel Islands in Camarillo. The Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival is a foodie's nirvana with over 85 restaurants, dozens of caterers, bakeries, and specialty food vendors, plus over 150 wineries, 35 craft brews, a silent auction, all set to live music throughout the day. Get VIP tickets for the ultimate festival experience in the VIP lounge presented by Wells Fargo, with exclusive foods, music, and the Anheuser-Busch Belgian Beer Garden. Come to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival Sunday, June 3rd, benefiting Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families, providing hope and help. For tickets, go to cpwineandfoodfestival.com. That's cpwineandfoodfestival.com. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future.
Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
It's the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Do you have a story to share? Perhaps an impressive or inspirational journey? We'd love to hear from you. Send an email to kimpagano at gmail.com. That's kimpagano, P-A-G-A-N-O, at gmail.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
These, these ladies are crazy in here. Oh, my gosh. I forgot when I got them all together. What happened? So anyways, if anybody's just joining us right now, I'm so glad that you are here and starting your day in a positive way. We've got Nancy and I think we have Megan. Do we have both the ladies on?
Yes, you
do. Great. We got more ladies to hang out with. All right. And their book is Geek Girl's Guide. And what does that exactly mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Geek Girls Guide is a website that we started a few years ago, and we wanted to create a place where we could kind of demystify technology. And we both are women working in the tech space and internet technology, and we had gone to a conference, actually, in San Francisco, and we were two of the only women there. And we left that conference thinking, you know, we really need to have a voice and encourage other women in this industry. And there were so many women in our lives who were kind of dismissive about technology and would say things like, well, I leave that to my kids or I leave that to my husband. And we just thought that was kind of tragic. And especially with how ubiquitous all of, you know, technology and social tools are becoming, we thought, you know, if people continue to hold this at arm's length, they're going to get left behind in how business is getting done and how connections are being made. So we decided to start a blog and a podcast, and then really quickly we started getting a lot of feedback from men saying, we want this too. So we set up a men's auxiliary club.
Those men want whatever we want.
That's
isn't
right.
that the way?
I know. They can't be happy with running the world.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know what? I think it's a great idea, and I think that you're absolutely right. Technology has taken off, and anybody that, you know, I just met a really great lady out in Florida, and she doesn't even tech. She doesn't do any of that, and I was like, oh, my gosh, let me show you how to at least do that. Mm-hmm. But I think you can be left behind. So what great tips can you give us?
Well, we like to tell people that you can't break the internet. So just starting someplace is a good idea. Try things. And the first place to start is just online. There's all sorts of resources available to learn just about anything. But the important thing is to not be afraid. You know, we think that there are the people that get computers and the people that don't. And we put ourselves in one of those two camps. And if we're on the side of the people that don't, we believe we never will. And that's just a lousy attitude. And it's a way to guarantee that you're going to miss out on opportunities. And everything is happening online right now. We're doing business there. We're connecting with people there. Parents are watching their children grow up there. Grandparents are checking in with their families there. We're finding husbands and wives online. And the whole app revolution, look what's happening on your mobile device. You can't do anything without an app playing a role in what you're doing.
This is so true.
I got to say, I'm one of those people that was a little tentative at first. And, you know, what I did was I went to the adult education center in our community. Because my husband tried to teach me, and you know how, like, certain people are really good at something, but they're not great at teaching it?
Well, it's hard to have a husband-wife try to teach each other.
Well, he just wanted to do it for me, didn't want to teach me. So I did go and got a few basic lessons, but you're right. You do need to just experiment.
And I'm telling you, for even people that, you know, can't drive or stay at home, You have a whole world out there. I'm telling you, it's almost addicting. It is addicting.
It is.
You could stay on the computer and
for hours.
Yeah, and touch everyone in the world, especially that's my Facebook. You know, you can find out there's a lot of stuff that's not, lost. Kind of trivia on there, but just basically touching base with people from all over the world.
I don't
world.
Even know how to work Facebook yet.
Well,
and you know, I'm on it. I had somebody else put me on it, but yet I'm still stuck on there. If I go, that's cool.
Right.
That's what they did. You know, you never even thought about that little instant media, you know?
Well, I think there is a lot of what I call verbal vomit on the internet. There's a lot of people just talking about nothing, but then there's the gems.
And you know, a lot of that comes down to context, right? It's like the internet allows us to listen in on every conversation,
right?
And not all of them are interesting to us. And I think from a psychological perspective, that's a really hard thing to get used to, because normally as human beings, we're used to getting stuff. Like, you don't get mail in your mailbox for the whole world. You get it for
no.
you. And yet the internet delivers the entire world's mail to your face. And so you're like, what is all this stuff? Mm-hmm. And the truth is, like, it's not interesting to you, but it might be interesting to someone
That's
else.
That's right.
Right.
The same with Facebook, because there's people that you don't really keep in contact with all the time. But if you just see a photo, you say, oh, wow, I haven't talked to her for about 8 months, you know, and you get
right.
to see
you can
what's
see
happening.
What's going on in their
you
lives.
Don't even
you
have
kinda,
to
yeah,
answer.
Without, although that's taken a little bit of the communication out of actually talking to people. So if anybody is just joining us right now, we're talking to Nancy and Megan. I was going to put your names together there. And their book is Geek Girl's Guide. What are we going to find in your book?
Well, the book is really about understanding the world of digital. And we think that it's targeted to a really broad audience. So it's people that are small business owners that are really interested in building an app or making a website, and they know they should, but they just don't know how to go about it.
That's
or
me.
Students who are looking to break into the business. We hear that from people all the time. How do I do this? How do I break into this business? And there are no classes that give you really a holistic view of how this stuff works. The other thing that I think is important is we spend the first half of the book talking about people, and we really are big believers that, you know, the web is about people. What's happening with technology isn't about the gadgets and the stuff. It's about how people are connecting and interacting with each other, and we need to focus on that. And our book really isn't a how-to as much as it's a how-to-think about this stuff. So it's helpful for marketers who are trying to figure out how to harness the power of digital. It's helpful for anybody who's looking to build business online.
So is this an actual paper book, or is this a book online?
Oh, great question. I didn't get mine yet, so I don't have it in front of me to guide through it.
Yeah, it's both, actually. So we have a book called Interactive Project Management, Pixels, People, and Process. And you can find out about it on our website, but that is the book that I was just referencing. It's available as a hard copy book, and you can also get it for e-readers.
Can you say that again? Can you say the name of the book again?
Sure. It's Interactive Project Management, Pixels, People, and Process.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and so then the Geek Girl's Guide, what is that?
So that is our website, and it started out as a blog, and it sort of morphed into blogging. There's tips about all sorts of things, like what you were just talking about, like Facebook and how to use Facebook and leverage it for networking and making connections, and how to keep your kids safe online, and how to use LinkedIn, and how to keep your technology tools clean. It really covers a lot of ground in a really accessible way, in a fun way. And again, you know, we try to talk about things like social media, not like, here's how you use Twitter, but, you know, there are a lot of people who think Twitter's stupid, and we try to break it down for them in a way where they might actually see some value and some relevance for themselves. We also have another book that's available there called Social Media for Humans, and it's really a workbook that helps you think about personal branding, because, you know, we're in a really weird state of affairs right now, with the economy being what it is, with people being out of jobs, with people trying to network for jobs. You know, we sort of downplay the importance of things like Facebook, but in reality, your resume plays far less of a role in how you get a job than everything else you can do, especially with these online tools. You can tell a whole story about yourself before you ever meet a potential employer, and you can connect with leadership inside of organizations before you ever apply for a job. So they remember you, they know things about you, they may see you as a fit, and that goes a much longer way
toward getting a new opportunity than a resume does. So the book, Social Media for Humans, actually helps people think about themselves and their stories as a personal brand.
I love it. If anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Nancy and Megan. I have questions for you, if you could just kind of tip us on things. Okay, Twitter. What is the benefit of Twitter?
The benefit of Twitter is different for different people. So I think, you know, right off the bat, what I would say is it gives you an opportunity to listen in and get information and connect with people who are experts in your professional space or in areas that you're interested in. It gives you direct access to leadership inside of organizations. It helps you establish yourself as an expert or a leader on a certain subject or topic. And it allows you to have conversations that are easy to digest because they're short bursts of information versus
so it's just
a long narrative.
Okay, so it's a burst of information. Got it. Okay,
you
so
know,
that's perfect.
I was going to say the one thing about all this is you have to be a discerning person. You can't let everything in. We don't have enough time.
Absolutely. I think that's true. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And, you know, you mentioned the vomit on the Internet. And what we like to say is something that we learned from a book by Clay Shirky called Here Comes Everybody. He says it's filter failure. And he's right. Our filters haven't caught up to the amount of content that we're inundated with every day. But that's not a reason to reject the content.
That's
we have
right.
to be more discerning. And we have to, and you know, Megan and I like to tell people, if you get angry because you are inundated with information that doesn't seem relevant to you, you will be angry for the rest of your life.
You're absolutely. I want to ask you one more question. Pinterest. What's your thought on that?
Everybody wants to talk about Pinterest.
I think Pinterest is intriguing to people because it is purely visual. So it's sort of a way to collect. As you're out on the Internet, you can pin things that you find interesting. So when you have a Pinterest account, you can download a little widget that allows you to pin things that you see out on the Internet and create essentially a pin board.
So people that don't know what Pinterest is, it's all pictures.
Right.
So
it's visual. Exactly. So do you think that is another business tactic?
Oh, absolutely. When you look at the amount of traffic Pinterest is driving to retailer websites, it's really astounding. So if you go on a lot of sites now like J. Crew and Banana Republic, they have pin buttons on all of their products. So for retailers, a really intriguing channel for traffic.
Got it. LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn is really a way to just kind of connect professionally. It's sort of like Facebook for business, really. You've got a profile, and you connect with people who are your colleagues, people you've worked with, and people you want to work for.
Unbelievable. There's so many ways to connect out there, business or personal. And I thank you so much for, you know, I'd love to have you back. I think there's so much more to talk about.
We just hit the tip.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Where do we find your book?
GeekGirlsGuide.com.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Now, are you both, I know your business, Valley Alarm.
ValleyAlarm.com.
That's right. Are you LinkedIn?
Yes.
Yes. Do you get a lot of contacts that way?
Yes.
Yeah. And, Marcia, you are on Pinterest, too?
I am. All this stuff is overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
You have only a certain amount of time.
In a day.
You almost need somebody else to help you
manage through
it during, or you don't get anything done. But I'm working on it.
My son does all that. He's really good at this because he's a kid, right?
Because you pay him to do it. But
he loves it. He did that for real estate, too. So he does that for our business. I'm sure he's on Pinterest,
I think so do my kids. And so does your kids.
Yeah,
our children's generation and younger.
Yes. They grew up with it.
There is no other way for them. That's how their mind works.
Yes.
It's our generation that has to work our way into it and not be so scared of it.
But they grew up with it, even in school. It made it easy for them. So,
yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I get an over amount of emails. My kids tease me because I can't even go through them all. I mean, that's how do people do that?
You know what, though?
They have people to hire.
And I know we talked about this before where, you know, my personal, my business, the radio.
You can do that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of ways. You have to organize yourself
online. Business gets to the point where you have to actually hire an assistant to go through that. And that assistant's got to know what you're looking for, too.
But this is the way of the future. You cannot avoid this. If you want to be in business, you cannot avoid this. So you might as well embrace it and figure it out.
I definitely agree. And you know what? I really admire the way that you went out to your community centers. For anybody that's listening that wants to learn this, don't be shy. Don't be scared. Just get out there and take a lesson.
I mean, that was like 10 years ago. Yeah. And the woman that was teaching the class was in her 60s. And boy, she was brilliant. She just knew how to communicate what you needed to do.
Yeah. I went to Moore Park College.
Yeah.
Took two classes.
There you go. I know Kathy. Kathy was a teacher. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of ways to really connect out there. And I hope that, you know, it really gives you, if you're looking for a new relationship, there's so many things. I mean, if you're looking for real estate, it's all about
being on the
internet.
I know several people that are marrying the people they met on the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know several. You know some.
But there's agencies that go for that.
Yeah. I know. And it's all about menu. It's our menu right now. So anyways, well, I thank all of you for being a part of my show. And Jeannie, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're home and that we keep missing each other. And Marsha has been
on
my show.
Thank you for sharing your day with me all the time you've been gone.
That's right. And Barry on our board and all my listeners and all my winners. And, share my show with everyone. I am going to be joining you also on KVTA 1520 on Saturdays at 2 o'clock. I'll be able to share your weekend with you now. But if you want to still be a part of my show, you can always Facebook me at Kim Pagano Show or just send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is there are three kinds of people. Those that make it happen, those that watch it happen, and those who wonder what happened. So which one are you? Anyways, you have a really great day. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the southern girls with the way they talk.